back to business here. Thank you, everybody, for sticking to the time allotment. The next item on the agenda is to discuss, there's a couple pieces of annual business. Discuss and act upon the approval of the executive director's time certification. So I have prepared motion that I'm going to read, and then if someone on the board agrees with it, I would ask them to make that motion, and then we'll look for a second. But the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired Board of Commissioners approves to continue, approves the continued use of the current method being used for the approval of the executive director's personal activity report. The director will submit, his personal activity report via email to the entire board for their review. The report is automatically approved unless a question or concern is raised by a commission board member. So if someone on the board
would I'll like, make that motion, so moved.
So you make that motion, okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, we'll do a quick roll call vote. Mark?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Chad?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Mike? Yes. Okay, and while I'm here and I'm remembering, so that next year, when I read that, or somebody reads that, it says his/hers. All right, the next item on the agenda is, again, another piece of annual business. It deals with the authorization of out-of-state travel for our staff members as they conduct business of the commission in the near surrounding states of Nebraska. So let me read this. Make sure that they're on. The Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired Board of Commissioners approves all employee in-state business travel and or out-of-state business travel within 60 miles of the border of Nebraska in any adjoining state, which relates directly to the provision of services to a client, i.e. employer visit, medical appointment, service referral, employment interview, etc. All other out-of-state business travel is approved if granted by the executive director of the agency. This motion is in effect until the next meeting of the Board of Commissioners after April 1st, 2019.
So moved.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Roll call vote. Mark?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Chad?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Mike? Yes. All right. So that takes care of those two pieces of annual business. The other one, of course, that we'll be doing today is the executive director's evaluation. The next item on the agenda is to discuss and act upon the request to reinstate the agenda item, commissioner's report. And just a moment, I'm gonna grab this paper. Okay, so previously, previously the Board of Commissioners had a portion of the agenda. It was a regular agenda item called the commissioner's report. And during that time, commissioners would state the types of activities that they had done in the service of the commission or to further stay in touch with the blindness community or personally educate themselves about specific relevant topics, so on. And in recent history, we had done away with that portion of the agenda and no longer included it as a regular piece of business. And there has been some a question raised or a request raised by the I'm going to read some here in a second, so I'm just going to mention the name by Jim Urach to ask that be reinstated. Julie Johnson was also part of that request. And so I'm going to go ahead and read something that I wrote and shared with the commission board a while back, and I'll read it now just so that everybody has a chance to hear it. It's just my position on the matter, and I'd like to then open this up for discussion by the board, and we'll go from there. So, fellow board members, at our last meeting, and that would have been our November meeting held in Lincoln, or I'm sorry,
in Omaha.
Yeah. It was our February meeting that was held in Omaha, or in Lincoln. It was our February meeting that was held in Lincoln because it was in Lincoln that you came to talk to. At our last meeting, Jim Urach and Julie Johnson approached me and commented on how disappointed they were that we did not have a commissioner's report on the agenda. They said that they missed hearing what we as board members had personally done to serve the commission since our last quarterly board meeting. A few of us have also spoken up stating that they like to have this as a regular topic. I fully welcome and applaud the discussion. It is these discussions that make us better. Robert has helped to get the agenda of our next meeting put together. I will forward that around in the next day or so. On it will be time to discuss this further. Below are a few of my thoughts regarding the matter. I share them with you today, not to start the discussion now. Let's do that on May 5th, and not to sway your opinion, but to just state my opinion and why I sought to have it removed in the first place. I likely will read these thoughts out loud during our next meeting as a way to start the discussion. Seeing these now, I hope, just lets you know some of the logic in my head related to the topic, and if it is a topic you feel strongly about, that you would have an insight to my viewpoint ahead of time. To be frank and honest, most of the time, I personally think that all any of us could say during the commissioner's report is that we have done our very best to stay abreast of the commission business through email correspondence. Personally, in the last 3 months, I have had a discussion with Carlos about how the evaluation process works, and recently about a legal matter he brought to our attention. I did contact the State Administrative Services Division and ask what state employees are contracted to receive this year in a raise, and I've asked some of you to help prepare for Carlos's eval or plan the upcoming meeting. Oh my goodness, stop the presses. Who would ever have thought that I had read my email, created an agenda, and prepared to conduct an annual evaluation of the executive director. As for the legal matter, I am not going to bring, I'm not going to bring that up, but I'm not going to bring up the legal matter, do I or any of us need to get up and, you know, spend time stating this? You know, that we've read, you know, read our email. Notice above, I did not say, or I did say most of the time. I realized that at times we trek to Lincoln and participate in budget hearings, and I have from time to time accompanied Carlos to a senator's office to discuss a topic. But these things do not happen on a regular basis. If we had a myriad of activities that we were always doing on a weekly or monthly basis for the commission, then I would say that yes, certainly we should report on it. And but that isn't the case. If those seeking to have this topic put back on the agenda are taking the tact that we need to continue to show how we are qualified to serve in the positions that we have been appointed to, then every time we meet, we are going to be stating how we continue to advocate for the blind via our work through the ACB or NFB, how Becky and Chad work every day to improve the lives of blind children by providing the highest quality education, how Mark works to provide resources for the blind through the Omaha Association of the Blind, how Robert works to provide additional resources for the NCBVI clients through his work with the Friends of the Commission, how I serve on a committee to bring awareness to the topic of accessibility related to the technology the university provides to its students and staff, and how we all live with blindness as a part of our lives on a daily basis. Do we need to state this every time we meet? I personally do not see that the need to state to the obvious or to restate things that should just be in our bios. I do realize by reporting some of the things that we do, it isn't necessarily bragging or one-upsmanship, but informing the public of things we have taken part in, experiences we have had, or knowledge we might have. If things like this occur that relate to NCBVI business that we would like to report that we actively took a role in, we can easily do this either by comments during the executive director's report, or if the executive director wasn't involved, by making it its own item on the agenda, i.e., as an example, we've done board retreats in the past. If they are things in our personal lives, then I don't think that they have a place in an official open meeting. I look forward to your thoughts during the May board meeting. Thanks, Mike. So I would like to take this opportunity to open this up for discussion to the board members. And Nancy Forrell,
yes.
Could you please get me a wet paper towel or a wet napkin or something?
Sure.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. And I'll pass the microphone to whoever. If anybody would have some comments or would like to seek the floor from the board, I'd pass the microphone to them.
I'll go first. Okay, well, Jim had brought that. I saw this comment when he emailed the board, and my thoughts are, when I was in the public, I always enjoyed or found an insight to know what the commission board was doing. Not so much a one-upsmanship, but the NCBVI is supposed to be a consumer-driven agency. And hopefully the people that serve on this commission board have demonstrated by their past experiences and past services that they are engaged in the consumer, what the consumers are, what their needs are, how we can best serve them. And I see this as an opportunity to talk to the public. Now, when we go to different areas, we have a different public there. So it's just a chance, you know, when we travel around, to give the public, the potential future leaders, kind of insight on what we do. Some of it has to do exactly with what you said, our activities on the commission board, and then also it's activities outside of the commission board that we all bring different skills, different experiences, and it's just a, kind of a way to let the public know that we while we're not perfect, we do have contact with the consumers that are out there, and we're available not only when we're here, but you know, outside of the meetings, and it's just a brief time to kind of let people know what we're doing, and makes it a little more personal, makes it a little bit more thought provoking, and if I went to training last month on another, I serve as a board member on another state agency, and they talked about this very same thing. They were urging people when they board members to, you know, discuss with the public what they're doing, so that we can have our next group of commissioners are fully engaged in the process, and then we continue to have a commission that is in touch with the consumers, because we are supposed to be a consumer-driven agency, and I believe that we are. So that's kind of my thinking.
Okay. Thank you very much for it. Is there anyone else that would like to make some comments?
I can go a second.
Okay.
And Chad, you go
third.
Yeah. Hey, Mike. Anyway, well, we all have some feelings about this stuff. You know, I think it's something that should be reinstated, because I'm thinking that, you know, the public that do come, they do want to know just how engaged we are, and they're not going to go look at our bios. I mean, some will, but mostly they won't. I guess if there's even some things I haven't even shared, I haven't even really thought about sharing them, and I certainly would in the future. Like, for example, you know, and I think some of the staff here can corroborate this, but, you know, when I belong to the Employment Committee of the National Federation of the Blind, and we get, you know, some job listings, some openings, and job virtual job fairs, and various things like that, and I'll take it, I'll forward those to Carol. I used to do it to Carlos. In fact, there was a couple times, I think, I was able to get an employer lined up so that they could call and the supervisors could speak with this company that do jobs out of your home, so it'd be an in-home type of job. And whenever I find technical stuff, I'll pass that on to, you know, Jan Brandt or another, you know, one of the tech people. I've seen Jan, at least for sure, you know, pass those on to, you know, to the staff of something new, you know, change or a new method or a product or something like of that sort. And I even to Chad and Becky here, I'll send them copies of like summaries. There's this one website, and you guys have to tell me if you want me to stop doing it. But anyway, it's, you know, like it's Apple Viz, and they have a monthly summary of, you know, the better things that have come up, apps and descriptions of them, and anyway, so I'll pass those on, you know, to our board here. So I never really even thought about mentioning that sort of thing. And yeah, I'm part of the Friends. I'm the president of it. We're continuing to work with, you know, the seniors of Nebraska. We need to find more of them. And we just had a referral recently by, you know, the council out in Scotts Bluff, you know, Angie. So she's got a trainer, and she's got a former a client that she was working with, that they're going to get hooked up, and the Friends are going to, you know, pay the, you know, the gentleman who just recently came out of the center, and he's going to be working with a gentleman on eye devices, because this guy wants to do, you know, some research and that sort of thing. Anyway, so it continues to go on. But anyway, so yeah, sometimes it's going to be almost like you could have a little recording and just pull the string and play the recording. It's nothing different. I'm just still represent this, do that, you know, do my job, whatever. But there are some special things. And I think that's kind of the human touch that maybe sometimes you know, the audience will get from us, you know, or they may not just get it through comments with, like, the director. But anyway, so I think it's a good little item, and I definitely would vote positive on it. But Chad, your turn, then hand it to Becky.
Well, my thoughts on it are, I guess, in the middle. Immediately, when I first think about it, I think of, as long as we're doing our jobs of what we're appointed to, that truly right there is the bottom line. And, like, for me personally, I'm, you know, you've got Mark and Mike and Robert are both, they're all three, you know, I guess, kind of, in my opinion, on the activist side, if you want to say, you know, because they're parts of them groups. I, however, am not. I am, I guess I represent the consumer, that the commission that, you know, that you want to have that that client turn into that person, and that's me. I, you know, I have a full-time job, I raising a family in Western Nebraska, and so I don't get up every day to think about a white cane banquet or the next board meeting for this group organization or that organization. I'm just, my life is too busy for that, I guess. But that's because of the work that all these groups have done before me, before I came along and was a blind person. So I'm that person. I'm the one, because of everybody else, I'm the one that can, quote unquote, live the normal life out there, being a successful blind person in a sighted world. And so, you know, that's, I go to work every day to help a fourth grade little girl that was born blind. And so that's, I guess, you know, if you call that the activist or whatever, that's my job. I'm helping change her life to be like ours. So, you know, I guess I'm between. I honestly don't care one way or the other, but I'll tell you this, that my report is probably going to be a broken record every time. So, you know, other than, you know, if we go to state staff meeting and stuff like that, it might change. But other than that, my report's going to be the same every time. And so, you know, and I'm okay with it. And if somebody else isn't, then oh well. So, Becky.
Well, I think mine would probably be a broken record, too, because, like Chad, I work with students, and any other time of the year except summer, I'm probably too busy to be involved with too many other things. I guess because professionally and personally, I have a connection with the blind, of course, and feel like that keeps my life busy. Doesn't matter to me. I guess I don't. I'm not very good about tooting my own horn, and I guess that's probably not really what this part of the agenda would be. But I don't know. And then I don't know if this would be a thought that we could consider or not either. But maybe even just an annual summary of what we've done throughout the year instead of every single meeting, but then we wouldn't be able to share with each individual location, I guess. I don't know, but I'm just a TBI, and I'm just a mom, and I try really hard at doing those positions.
That's a lot.
I don't think I have anything else to add from my comments before, from what I read. Certainly, I appreciate what everybody else has stated, and so unless the other board members have something else that they'd like to add again or in addition to what's been said, I'd either entertain a motion to either add this back in or to not, or to either, or I guess to table it for another meeting.
Well,
I'll make a motion to add it back onto the quarterly agenda.
Okay.
Would be probably a natural person to say a second.
Okay, so it has been, there's been a motion to add this back to the agenda, and it has been seconded. So I'll do a quick roll call vote. Mark?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Chad?
Refrain.
Becky?
Refrain.
And I would vote no. So I don't think it passes, actually. I have to check with Kathy, because a majority did not vote yes. And a majority is not the majority of people voting, but the majority of the board.
That's right, correct.
So the motion did not pass. Moving on again to the next item on the agenda. We are back to public comment. So we'll just to recap what else is going to happen here, because this will be our last public comment time. We'll have public comment for just a minute. We will close with some final announcements, and we're not adjourning the meeting, but we'll then have some final announcements as we break for lunch. We'll get those covered, because the only things that will be after lunch are executive sessions. You're certainly welcome to stay for the public portions of those. But for anybody who wanted to leave, we'll make sure we cover the final announcements immediately following public comment. So is there anyone that would like to seek the floor for public comment?
Carol Jenkins.
Okay.
And I'll go after Carol.
Okay, anyone else?
Thank you. I've had a chance to sit on both sides of the table. I've been a consumer of the agency, I've been a commissioner, and been an employee of the agency for a number of years. But one thing that I would ask that the board consider about the commissioner's report, I don't necessarily think there needs to be a full report from each commissioner every time, but maybe just some of those, as Robert said, extra highlights. And just to give an example, like the Friends of the Commission paying, I think it's the ANS program, paying a trainer to teach, you know, consumers who aren't clients of the commission how to use technology. And I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Until I was on a Friends of the Commission call working through the agency. So I know, not just as an employee, but as a consumer, I would kind of like to know those special things that aren't always happening. So just consideration.
Thanks. I want to thank the board for taking the agenda item up. And just as an FYI, put this on public record, Julie and I did not conspire to have this on the agenda item. Have it rather on the agenda. I actually, when I made the request via email to have it considered for reinstatement, I actually didn't think it was going to fly. But not the manner in which it happened. I didn't expect Chad and Becky to refrain from voting. I actually expected both of you to vote no. Having said that, I would like to go to each of you and have you give us an update on what you've been doing since the last meeting.
Okay, I'll just try to hit the highlights. One of the things I'm working on just for fun is a group of blind people are taking a bus to see the miracle worker from Omaha. June 10th, we were chartering a 45-passenger bus, and for $25 you get to go see the miracle worker in Manly, Iowa at the Loft Theater. You get a dinner, and then you get back to Omaha. It's about a six-hour outing. I think it'll be kind of fun. We recently had the ACB State Convention. It was here in Omaha. We did something different this year. We tried a one-day event versus a three-day weekend. Kind of helped keep costs down. Budget-wise, it was a success, but we lost a little bit on the connections that are made over weekends. So we might do a variation of both. But you know, these times when money's tight, it's, you know, you have to try different times. So we did that, and I guess. I continue to serve on the independent statewide independent living council, and they're dealing with kind of the same problems. We had a discussion and said, well, why don't we have more public come to our meetings? And then the response I heard is, what do we have to offer the public? So I kind of took that as, you know, how can we make this more engaging to make this truly a consumer-driven organization, or not organization, but an agency. So those are my highlights.
This is Mike. Since our last board meeting, as I read in my statement, I've been working with Carlos Sum on just, since this is his first year going through the evaluation process as the executive director, making sure that he's familiar with that process, what it entailed. There's some decisions that he had to make, some choices that he had to make regarding the evaluation process, so working with him to get those done. Working with fellow board members to ask for their assistance in putting together this meeting, putting together some documentation for the evaluation process. We have been, I reached out to the Department of Administrative Services, to our contacts there, regarding contracted, what state employees are contracted for a pay raise this year. So as we consider that, those topics during the evaluation process, there's been as on the agenda, there was a legal matter that Carlos and I and the board have been in contact with each other about. There was at the university where I work, I serve on a group that tries to promote accessibility in the software that is made available to the students, faculty, and staff of the university. And we have been, there's been some turnover in the person who held the position of the ADA compliancy officer, she passed away at the university. And so that position has not yet been filled. And we've been speaking to the interim person, getting a feel for her position on the topic of hiring somebody who will sole purpose will be to promote and help provide accessibility and do testing and in the software that is purchased and created within the university environment. We think that that's a position that's warranted, needed, something that as you look at lawsuits that have come to against other universities when they have failed to be compliant, that's usually part of the mandate from the courts is that they create a position like that. And so we're, even though it's a tight budget year for the university and we're have diminishing funds, something that we're proposing to them that they consider creating a position like that to keep us out of that situation, to make sure that the university is compliant and where we're not, that we become compliant. On an NFB front, continue to serve as a board member of the commission, or as the National Federation of the Blind. I was not able to attend their last quarterly board meeting. I had a personal commitment. I have been working to plan their annual walkathon fundraiser. There are, as part of the NFB, I serve a technology role. There have been some, there's been some needs to do some website code updates. So I've been preparing to do that. That's something that's going to happen here in the near future. To just part of maintaining a website, the code has to be updated from time to time. That would be, I guess, my report. I'll pass the mic to Robert.
Okay, so, all right. So going back to the friends for a second, this Carol, you were there in January, and you were talking about maybe you were asking the friends if we could help pay for some of the activities of the center students. So we basically gave you a pretty affirmative, you know, yes, we would be open to do that. So if that's still something you would like to have us do, or just get us something in writing about what the event is and what the cost is. So, in fact, when Carlos was at our last meeting, you know, I asked him, he said, oh, I better get Carol, because that was something she, I did that. He knew that she had proposed that, asked that question, and so it would be, you know, Carol that needs to, anyway, come back to us with that, so that would be good. So again, the Friends meeting, we always have it the week before this meeting, so we just had it Tuesday, and Carlos was part of that. He was there, and we had a discussion on Outlook Nebraska, and the commission, and a few other things. So those are all always pretty meaningful. And Dr. Nyman is there, so he always adds some history and a perspective that's unique to that gentleman. And he's usually right on. He just has, anyway, unique way of putting things.
All about delivery.
Yeah, delivery. That's good. Otherwise, I did, and Carol was there, and Carlos was there, and Nancy was there at the ACB convention this year. I went to it. I gave a short talk on the history that Bob Deep put together. So it was a history of just how rehabilitation services came about here in Nebraska, timeline, and just kind of who was involved and what happened. It was kind of interesting. It was fun. I got a coffee cup there, and I'm using it every day. It's a nice, heavy mug. And I appreciate that, yeah, that type of a mug. So anyway.
We enjoyed having you, Robert. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, it's good people there. Otherwise, yeah, whenever I see something email-wise, employment-wise, you know, or tech-wise, I remember another thing I said to Carol, but I guess someone else had already done it, that I'm going to have to get myself one is one of the NMP rehabilitation centers have put together a little booklet, like in your hand, in your pocket, short version of the new UEB rules of writing Braille. I need to get one of those because I need to get just better understanding. I read every day on my Braille display Bookshare book that comes up at the UEB. So, but I just need to better understand why it's doing some of the things it's doing. So anyway, I sent that on, but it's already gone out by someone else, so that was good. Otherwise, I'm not sure what else I can add at this particular point. Anyway, Mr. Che, tell us a cute story about that fourth grade kid.
Well, it's about to get real boring. What I've done since the last commission meeting as a commissioner, I guess, is correspond with to emails with Carlos and the board and some with Kathy, and just keeping up on all of the doings and everything going on with that, and then my normal everyday life of feeding kids and critters and going to work every day.
Yeah,
that's
a broken record, you have a good smile.
Yeah,
that's really
yeah.
Right.
And that's about it for me.
Oh dear. Guess I reached out to Carlos last month, asking him to help me find a mentor for one of my students. And he willingly found someone for me, so that was very nice and good and helpful. Let me see. My daughter Katie and I went to NCECBVI and spoke at a transition to college workshop to parents and to students alike. And just like Chad, I daily teach transition and technology, and I did get two video magnifiers ordered for students at the school. I encouraged the school to purchase them. And then, of course, this last 3 months, I've done about 7 functional vision assessments, which are very time-consuming, but needful. And I guess that's kind of what's been going on with me.
So, Becky, I always get jealous when you can tell that you've been an instructor. Are you going to be an instructor in any of the programs coming up this summer, the commission program?
Well, I hope to be. I love helping out with the Camp PI, so Project Independence. So I'm hoping that I'll be invited again to participate in that.
One thing I guess I forgot to add was that this last couple months, I put in my application. We talked about a partnership with the National Federation of the Blind for mentoring coming up, that you're working on a contract, and I have submitted my application to the National Federation of the Blind to be a mentor. So that was something else that I've done in the last couple months. Okay. Here. So, Carol, Jim, was there anyone else from the public that wanted to speak before? Okay. Hearing none. Moving on to the typical final announcement.